How many government agents does it take to force vaccinate our children? You're about to find out. Obviously, the politicians must hate our military. They must hate our children to send in the troops to our middle schools to inject our children with the death vax. You're about to see some disturbing footage. You're going to see government agents escort children to their execution, to a little shed behind the school in secrecy. They pull these children out of class. They force them into getting the vaccine, and they inject them in broad daylight. And they don't want anybody to see. I mean, they've got this set up in such a way where the press isn't invited to witness the lethal injection. People were filming this from the other side of the fence. And essentially, they called this voluntary vaccination. But you know that these children were peer pressured into getting these vaccines. Blackmailed. If you want to take your mask off, you got to get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you're a hater. You're a racist. And so they've essentially guilt-tripped these children into getting the vaccine. And they're going from school to school, doing the same thing, Operation Warp Speed. And obviously, most people don't care about children these days. But if you did, you would be shocked and disturbed by this footage. Most countries aren't vaccinating children this young. Warnings have gone out against vaccinating children. But for some reason, this administration is deploying government troops to middle schools to inject children with an experimental vaccine. This thing hasn't even been approved yet, officially. It hasn't gone through all of the normal safety procedures. This type of vaccine hasn't ever been deployed before to the public. It's gene therapy. It's experimental in so many different ways. It might as well be another Tuskegee experiment happening nationwide. And to think that they're involving all of our children, even white children, it's not just black children in the inner cities anymore. This is Idaho. This is happening in Nebraska. It's happening in Ohio. It's happening in Iowa, North Dakota, everywhere. They're going to the schools. They're setting up these sheds behind the school. They're guilt-tripping the children. They're bringing in the military to intimidate little boys and girls and the police. Look at that. How many government agents does it take to force vaccinate your children? Obviously, quite a few. We have to send in the troops to our schools to drag them into a death chamber to receive a lethal injection. This is an execution. It's paid for by our tax dollars. This is a genocide. It's a genocide, ladies and gentlemen. It's outrageous. Most of these members of the military wouldn't take the vaccine themselves, but when it comes to vaccinating other people's kids, well, we're just following orders. You can tell how this is going to end up, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as they receive the orders to go door to door, they're coming for you. And they are going door to door. We've received notification. And you won't be able to opt out. Just like you can't opt out of the 5G, out of the fluoride, out of the GMOs, out of the pesticides. You can't opt out of the chemtrails. Your children can't opt out of the indoctrination. It's a giant prison planet, ladies and gentlemen. And they've made a list. Is everybody aware that they've made a list of all the people that are not vaccinated? Let's see if we can get the video guy on location. But essentially, ladies and gentlemen, you are about to be targeted. They're coming door to door, neighborhood to neighborhood.
Five ways to make gains in getting those of you who are unvaccinated vaccinated. Because here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those.
So much damage.
Door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by.
Door-to-door outreach to get the remaining Americans vaccinated. They've made a list, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming to your door. You're on that red list, and these people know who you are. They know that you don't want the vaccine. And so they're going to try and force you to get it. Little by little, they're going to make life more and more difficult. You won't be able to go to restaurants. You won't be able to go to shops. You won't be able to travel. Soon, you won't even be able to use 4G without getting the vaccine. You'll have to use 3G instead. It's like they live on the television and they're coming for you. They're coming for your children. Time is running out. What are people going to do? Shelter in place? As they drag you to the death chamber, as they drag you towards your execution, they're going to pick people off one by one. That's how they want it. If nobody resists, they're going to pick people off one by one. They're going to pull you out of your home. They're going to pull you out of the classroom. They're going to pull you out of your work. They're going to drag you into the vaccine clinic or the quarantine center. So politically correct. They don't want to call it what it is. They don't want to call it a concentration camp or a FEMA camp. They'd rather call it a quarantine center. They don't want to call it a lethal injection. They'd rather just call it a vaccine. But in any case, they're coming for you. They're going to pick people off one by one unless everybody stands up collectively and says, no more. We've had enough of these lockdowns. We've had enough of these variants. If they really wanted to find a solution to the problem, they would just build more hospitals and let this thing burn out. But instead, they want to inject everyone with an experimental vaccine. They want to lock everybody down because 0.03% of the population is susceptible. They want to lock everybody down because the hospitals are overflowing as the nurses put out videos of themselves twerking. Obviously, if there's a problem in these hospitals overflowing, all they need to do is build more hospitals. How much money did they spend with these vaccination programs and the like? Billions and billions and billions of dollars. How many hospitals could they have built for the money they spent on these vaccines? And it's not like they really spent the money. These pharmaceutical companies didn't spend the money researching anything to make these vaccines. These vaccines were already ready for the sheeple before the pandemic hit. They all came out at the same time with the same types of vaccines. Oh, look, we all discovered the mRNA vaccine at the same time. And so we pumped billions and billions of dollars into a vaccine program called Operation Warp Speed, and they already had the vaccine for their pandemic. Of course they did. What did they do with all of that money? That's an interesting question. We'll never find out. Nobody's going to ask that question. But if it's a pandemic, they already had the vaccine, so why did we fund the quote-unquote research? And why can't these vaccine companies be held liable for their experimental vaccine? I mean, who in their right mind would buy something that doesn't even have a warranty. It has no guarantee. You can't get a refund. You can't take it back. Who would buy something like that? That sounds really risky. Not to mention all these people are getting like some pretty weird side effects, like becoming magnetic and showing up on the Bluetooth. But who force vaccinates children with an experimental vaccine like this, except monsters? And so obviously these politicians, this New World Order, this government of ours, doesn't like our children. It doesn't like our citizens. And it doesn't like our military. Anybody that's involved in this vaccine program is a victim, essentially. All these people lining up to get vaccinated are victims. And so you just have to wonder, you know, how bad is it going to get? Obviously really bad, ladies and gentlemen. They're shutting down our churches, they're arresting pastors, they're censoring free speech. They're releasing bioweapons, they're injecting people with the death vax, there's death towers everywhere. They're poisoning the food, the air, the water. Looks like the walls are closing in. But this essentially brings it to a new low, ladies and gentlemen. Sending in the troops for middle schoolers. It's a war on children. Let's send in the troops and let's send in the death vax. Let's nuke all of these children with the vaccine. And so, look, undoubtedly, the opposition will spin this in a completely different way. Like, this is such a noble cause, and all of these children are being helped by this wonderful medicine. And these troops are doing a service to their community by helping out and helping these children. And so you know how they spin it, ladies and gentlemen. But we know what these victims look like. We see countless victims on the internet screaming for help. They've been paralyzed, they've been blinded, they've had heart attacks and strokes. Many children. Over 300 children have died from vaccines since March. You want to know why? Because of setups like this. Everyone that's been vaccinated has been turned into a ticking time bomb, these children included. We've wiped out millions of people and they don't even know it. And the worst part is they feel like they've helped out. They felt like they were doing the right thing. And that's the way this system likes it. They want you thinking that you're doing something noble as they poison you. They like it when you spend money on groceries, doing your home-cooked meal, thinking that, you know, you're doing the right thing, and yet they poison your food, they poison the water you use to cook it with. They love having people think that they're just making a phone call, that it's just a 5G tower. But it's cooking these people, giving them cancer. That's how wicked this system is, ladies and gentlemen. It's run by demons. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Never forget that. And these people on TV, they're like aliens. They've been body snatched by the demonic. And they want to exterminate humanity as we know it. It's a war against evil, and everyone is called to arms in this war. It's been going on for thousands of years. It didn't go away. It's not our imagination. It's as obvious as can be. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs to participate. Be sure to like and share. Get this information out there. Let everybody know where we've landed. Be sure to share these videos into groups and the like. We've been pretty much banned off every major socialist media platform, relegated to the outer rim of the internet. But you can find us on Telegram at STFN Report, on BitChute at alien.wars. And if you like our broadcast, please support our show at patreon.com/STF News. Sign up there for $5 a month. Be a patron. Be a good sport. Support our cause. Buy us a beer so that we can continue to put broadcasts like this out there for people to enjoy and share. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.